In our opening story, we talked about Senator Chuck Grassley and biofuels as the Biden NPA kind of drags their feet on the future of corn. We talked with David Gibson, executive director of the Texas Corn Producers. You've been waiting, hopefully, to get a decision on, and it's the Biden's EPA and the biofuel issue. He's put out an agenda, the big green agenda, I guess you could refer to it as, and this push toward electric vehicles and making these manufacturers set a date for the changeover or more into the electric. And we still haven't got a clear understanding of where ethanol's job is in this picture. Is that putting some producers in a little bit of a waiting pattern, a holding pattern, as we wait for this to get to the EPA's table and maybe to the president's about the limits, how much the small refinery exemptions and those sort of things are playing a part in day-to-day farming?
Yeah, and, you know, as we're talking here on a Friday morning, Fridays are days that a lot of things get dropped out from U.S. from government-owned reports, and every Friday we keep wondering if they're going to try to slip that out that day and be something that's real negative to us, because we really need to know what the requirements are. I mean, that's important for corn usage, for our corn growers to know, because that impacts potentially our prices. But it's important to the ethanol industry to know what they've got to produce and have available for supply, and it also impacts us some in some rural markets on our ethanol and distillers grains products that come out of those plants that we use. Basically, all our plants here in Texas produce are all used probably within 100 miles of the plant in livestock feed.
Yeah.
But it's a very complex issue, and the uncertainty that EPA is sitting there and not making rulings. And when they do make one, we got one small refinery exemption from 2019 rejected just within a week ago. It's like, why did it take from 2019 to 2021 to determine whether that was permissible or not? You know, that had already hurt corn demand to the extent for 2 years. And we need them to follow the laws and stay on time. They expect us to do things on time with government laws and regulations, but the government don't. Sometimes some of our federal agencies don't tend to follow the same rules they expect all of us to out here in the heartland.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You say if you owe the government money, they're coming tomorrow to pick it up. If they owe you money, it might be a while. before they get to you.
Yeah, we probably don't need to get too deep into that, but it is kind of ironic how some of those things operate. And, you know, if we just need the certainty. We need to know, and that's the main thing that helps drive, especially here in the Texas Panhandle. Yeah. All these agricultural factors, you know, whether it's not all just involved with corn. All of this impacts us totally agriculturally here in this part of Texas as to what happens with corn demand, with cotton demand, with sorghum demand, and whenever we have uncertainties hanging over our head, it's a factor that just kind of tends to keep a lid on our markets and keep some uncertainty in making decisions on our farms.
Yeah, making that next move. What's the next plan or the next budget? Another thing that's lingered for a long time is the stepped-up basis, and we haven't finally got a yay or a nay on which way they're going. There's been some improvements on it. Do you hope in the 2020, the next turnaround, the next time Congress and legislator convenes, are you hoping to get a solid answer or which way we're going to go on this issue?
Well, you know, we're potentially looking at knowing by later today whether the Build Back Better plan has passed, the infrastructure plan's passed. The big question is what exactly is in them. We thought earlier about talking about that. You know, until we get it and all the fine print gets read, it's hard to know with certainty exactly what has happened, what the pay-fors are to pay for spending trillions of dollars. We're being told that the stepped-up basis is protected that's a big tool for whether you own a business or a farm or even people that own houses. With the way the real estate market's been, a lot of people have been able to utilize a lot of those tools just personally. And they tell us we're good, but sometimes telling us the fine print, yeah, we're good, but in the fine print, there's this exception and that's the exception. And right now, you know, I get asked this on a regular basis, and I said, well, they're telling us we're good, but I have not seen or had anyone give me a full interpretation of all the fine print.
No.
And hopefully it's protected. You know, we've got a lot of our congressional leaders that say they've had their staff and others digging deep into those subjects, and they feel safe in saying that, but I guess just the long time and a lot of experience tells me we got to wait and see what all gets interpreted in the rules and regulations. Sometimes congressional intent in a bill is not exactly what an agency interprets it as. They send the rules out for us to live by.
The devil's in the details, I think, is what they say about that. It's not until it hits the final desk do we know.